Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream all the top TV, movies, and sports. No contract. Now you know.
How did we get on? We had a busy week.
Yeah.
Katie Jane, fair play to her, drove up from Killarney every day.
She's a little legend, so she is.
To plug that big gap over there in the crow's nest that needed to be filled.
Yeah.
I don't mean physically. I mean it just in terms of your presence on the show.
Right.
So yeah, so we had a lot of, there was a lot of Kerry content last week.
Was there?
As you can remember, a lot of chats about the Healy Raise and whatnot.
Oh yeah, okay.
I presume they all got elected, all 700 of them that are running.
A fair few of them, all right, isn't there? Any call back from Danny about the pencils, no?
Do you know what?
Yeah.
We didn't get any callback from Danny about the pencils, which I'm really disappointed about.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, we tried to ring Danny.
It was so funny.
We got the photograph of the colouring pencils for Danny Healy Ray. These were handed out at schools, and then the kids went home and
showed their parents.
It coaxed parents into a vote. Lads, can I play my new game?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Marketing genius are a little bit creepy. Cork, you decide.
Okay, so this is marketing with Danny Healy Ray from Kerry. I want to know your thoughts on it. I'm split down the middle. I don't know where I am. Danny Healy Ray has handed out colouring pencils.
Yeah.
With his picture on it and his phone number on it. And these have been handed out apparently outside schools. Now, is it
marketing genius or a little bit creepy? Cork, you decide.
Can it be both?
I don't know.
No, like, it's one or the other.
It's got us talking, so obviously the marketing has worked.
It's a photo of an owl fella.
a big, with his phone number on it.
A photo of an owl fella, big baldy head in him. Healy Ray, vote number one, and then his phone number on it, and it's colouring pencils. Had he dropped them into Paddy Power, you wouldn't be questioning this. Paul Moroney tweeted this. Just when you think you've seen it all, my six-year-old came home with these today. So they were handed out in the school. And he was thinking, this will make their way back to parents. I give the kids free pencils. And I'll get the number one vote. And that's his thinking.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's worked.
Marketing genius are a little bit creepy.
I go with marketing genius.
I'm going with creepy.
0868104106. What are your thoughts out there?
What are your thoughts, Casey?
I'm kind of leaning towards marketing genius as well. I kind of am.
Scott is talking, lad. Scott is talking.
Don't know.
His phone number is here.
Yeah.
No, he'd never answer, would he?
Are you ringing him? Go on and ring him for the crack.
No, he would never. No, I can't get a line out here, can I? Oh, no, line two.
Do you want me? I'll ring him from in here if you want.
Let's see. Hold on.
He probably wouldn't want to hear what I'd say down the phone to him, though.
Do I have to put a zero before the number here on this?
A nine.
Okay. I'll ring him in a second. Okay?
All right, ring him in a second. Put him on to me.
This is hardly his phone number, Danny Healy Ray's.
Oh, it's his. 100% it's his phone number.
Can you get us pencils when you're talking to him?
Let's see if we can get pencils for the whole team.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if I want any pencils from him.
Why not? Free pencils is free pencils.
Yeah, lads. I don't know.
I'll take a free pencil.
1 6 0 there's no way he's going to answer.
Are you ringing now? Oh my god, he's going to answer.
He's probably having his breakfast now. No, there's no way this is his number.
That's his office, so.
No.
It's probably his office.
He's in bed.
Does he have an office or a shed?
Oh, he'd have this whole boat. Like a Googleplex down in Kerry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just flat caps everywhere. Flat caps and turf.
And pencils.
And promises.
Pencils and promises.
That's the campaign.
Pencils and promises. Oh, Danny Healy Ray's.
Oh, hi, is Danny there?
He's not at the minute. Who's calling?
This is Red FM. We'd like some colouring pencils, please. Would you send us up a box, please?
Who is it?
Red FM, the radio station up in Cork. Could you send us some colouring pencils, please? We think it's a marketing genius. We've just discussed it on air and we'd love a box of them. Would that be possible? And that's a no from Kerry. Surely it worked, though.
I'd say so, yeah.
The Healy Rays, are you elected in England?
On Cork's Good Times.
Red FM. Come here, don't get me started on that hutch lodge yesterday. It nearly happened. That would have been interesting.
6:14 in the morning. You've chosen the right radio station to wake up to. You are elected. We give away 200 grand on Friday. It's 151,000 euro on the cash machine, and we'll do that in 20 minutes. Welcome to Monday morning. More Minion House. The squeaky voice thing is just out of hand, Victoria. And I wonder, will the trend continue? Does that squeaky voice work in all music, or is it just kind of sped up dance music?
I don't know. Why is it around all of a sudden?
It's everywhere. It's like every second song is Minion House. Yeah, and it's worrying.
It is.
Does it work in country music?
I got friends in low places.
I don't know.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
6:17, as we mentioned, as the papers quote him, mobster Jerry Hutch and his election campaign was shot down yesterday.
Yeah.
After he was beaten to a seat by Labour's Marie Sherlock. Now, funny thing about this is it was like a rugby scrum.
It was unreal.
I've never seen anything like it in terms of everyone wanted to get a comment from him.
It was flies to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, flies to political.
Yes.
And he was leaving the building after losing the seat. Yeah. The funny comment that was made by some journalist, I think somebody from News Talk, said, "Jerry, will you run again?" And he said, "I'm bleeding running now." And he broke into a jog.
I know he did, yeah. And they all thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Jerry, what's your reaction to your defeat?
You're like a dying wasp, you are.
What, guys?
I mean, you put yourself forward.
You're
for Canada.
Stinging big. Away from me, Paul Reynolds. Get paid off the state.
No, I'm just
get
asking.
Get paid off the state
the
and RTE.
The Special Criminal Court found you were in control
you
of the weapons.
You get paid off the state and RTE.
The Special Criminal Court
that's
found you were in control
you
of the
do,
weapons.
Paul.
No,
you
I
get
don't.
Paid off the state. The state is paying you to say this, Paul.
The Special Criminal Court.
Now, we're going in here to see what results are. Don't mind you what a Special Criminal Court.
Jared Hutch ran on what he said was a platform of change, but he was not prepared to explain what that meant.
Just looking for change.
What change have you got to offer, Jerry?
They're looking for change, and if I got elected in, I would give them the change that they want.
What specifically would you do?
I would do what they want.
Like what? Tell us.
I would do whatever they want, Paul.
But like what?
I will do what they want if I get in.
What would you do about homelessness? What would you do about homelessness?
How I've done so well is because the people voted me.
Jerry, what are you going to do if you get elected? We'll give the people what they want.
Yeah.
And what is that, Jerry? Whatever they want.
Yeah.
And I was like, straight away, the boot of the car full of amber leaf roly tobacco.
Whatever they want.
Whatever they want, lads. Whatever they need.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can have it.
It was an unbelievable bit of drama in an election where there usually isn't
nothing exciting happening.
I mean, there's political drama, but there's not, you know, as you said, it was a rugby scrum with them following him around the council centre yesterday.
Yeah, he has to have his own kind of security there.
Yeah, and they were asking him, are you going to run again? He said, I'm not sure, I'll think about it. I guarantee you he does.
Yeah, well, he's got to wait now, what, another 4 years maybe?
Yeah.
Well, he's plenty of times to go.
You wouldn't know where he'd be by then.
You never know. Could be back out in Spain on the beach. Or somewhere else in Spain.
Somewhere else.
Yeah. Interesting one. Yeah. Front of the papers, Liverpool 2, Manchester City 0.
Yeah, my
lads. Beginning to look a slot like Christmas.
Oh, Arnie Slot, what are you up to? What are you up to?
My lads are watching that one. It was a good one, was it?
Yeah, it was a great game. Yeah. Again, Liverpool just continuing their dominance. It's been quite a week for the lads. The funny thing is the Liverpool fans started singing Sacked in the Morning.
Oh, did they?
You're going to be sacked in the morning to Pep Guardiola,
okay.
Which is a bit, like, as a Liverpool fan, lads, they've won 6 titles, you know what I mean? He's been one of the best coaches in the history of football. He's had a bad spell, six losses in a row.
Yeah.
But then Pep turned around to the crowd and held up 6 like this.
Oh, did he?
When they were singing. Which was kind of him to remind everyone how many European titles Liverpool have won.
Yeah.
Very kind of you. So he said, maybe I deserve the sack at the press conference after the game, after Liverpool piled on more misery on Man City because...
It's beginning to look a slot like Christmas.
Anyway, what else has gone on in the world?
So you were up all hours of the night making that last night, were you?
Not at all. As we mentioned, a humongous amount of money went out the door on Friday. 200,000 euro was won.
Hello, good afternoon. Happy Friday. It's Barry Dunfawning. It's the Christmas cash machine call. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I am so excited, actually, to be talking to you. Who is this?
This is Aisling.
Aisling, how are you? How are the Christmas plans coming along?
Oh, they're getting there. Slowly but surely.
I would imagine they are. Where are you today, Aisling?
I'm in Kildare. Yeah.
How much in the Christmas cash machine?
200,000.
You've emptied it out. Congratulations, Aisling.
Oh, my God.
Aisling, you have just become one of the biggest ever cash winners on the cash machine, and you've done it. How are you feeling?
I don't know. I'm in shock.
How are the boys?
They're kind of in shock as well.
What's this going to do for you and the family? What are you thinking of?
This is just going to change a lot, mm-hmm. Let me tell you. Bills, mortgage, oh my God.
And Christmas plans, they've changed a bit?
Absolutely.
I'm happy the family were there with you as well, because I think the celebrations are about to start in 3, 2, 1. Aisling, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
200 grand gone to Aisling. Let's do 151,000 for you in 12 minutes. Hang on.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up. Cork's good times.
Red FM. Let's get some money.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Keith, good morning.
Morning.
How are you, fellow Keith? Good to meet you again.
I'm very good, sir.
How's life with you?
Life is okay.
Only okay?
Life is good. I'm healthy, I'm happy.
There you go. That's the main thing.
Do you like your name, Keith? Do you?
You know what? I did like it until an episode of Family Guy.
Listen to what I had on standby.
Final checkpoint. Answer this question. What is the most unattractive male first name in the English language?
Keith.
And then the vault opens up.
Yeah. Oh, lads. At least you could commiserate together.
Yeah.
Can't you?
I don't know.
Give each other a Keith hug.
Keith, the best of luck. Let's go for 10 out of 10 for €1,000. You can buy a new name.
Let's play in 3, 2... One.
What day is Christmas Day this year, Keith?
Wednesday.
Who started Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg.
What county is Jazzy from? The singer Jazzy is from?
Dublin.
Finish the name of this band who will perform in Virgin Media Park in Cork. The Saw?
Doctors.
Question number 5. Jason Orange is in what band?
Take That.
Question number 6. Can you name the head of the police in The Simpsons?
Steve Wiggum.
Question number 7. What Irish actor is rumoured to be seeing Sabrina Carpenter?
Barry Keoghan.
Can you tell me, what does the V stand for in HIV? The music shop's HIV. What does the V stand for? Oh, HMV. Jesus, sorry. I said HIV. HMV. We don't have music shops called HIV.
No.
Okay, hold on a sec. I'm going to stop the clock and give you 5 seconds on that because I'm at the hands of that.
Yeah, HMV. HMV. I wondered what you were going on about. I was kind of giving you a weird look through the window.
It's his something something. His something something. Yeah. I'll give you 5 seconds on it.
Vault.
Okay, you're going to go for Vault. Okay, question number 9. What team are currently top of the Premier League?
Start the clock.
And Stuart Carlin created what TV show? Quickly, Stuart Carlin.
I don't know. I've gone. Oh, God.
Jesus. HIV. Mother of God. His master's voice. HMV. Yeah.
Sugar.
Are you in a washing machine, by the way, Keith?
No, sorry, I'm in my car.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit wishy-washy. Listen, sorry about that, buddy. You got Wednesday, Mark Zuckerberg, Dublin. You got the Saw Doctors, Take That, Chief Wiggum. You got Barry Keoghan. You got Liverpool. And Stuart Carlin created Love Hate.
Well done, Keith.
Keith, you have a beautiful name and a beautiful face. Best of luck. You got a €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors. And we'll talk to you another day, buddy.
Thanks so much, guys.
Good Bye, luck. Keith. Well done. Hard luck. All right. Hey! We'll do it again tomorrow.
Yes.
Give you a chance to win yourself €1,000 on the pop quiz. Hey, Casey, any chance of a bit of Band-Aids? An album I bought in HIV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're hilarious, Tom.
Lads.
Happy quiz, miss.
I tell you, I missed you, I have.
DJ Donkey to the rescue. 20 past 8 in the morning. It's the 2nd of December, everybody.
Yay!
Now, boys and girls of Cork,
I know you're all excited because there's 23 Sleeps Till Christmas and Santa and Buddy the Elf and your little elves at home.
Yeah.
I'd imagine the elf of the shelf have made an appearance. I'm sure most kids have them.
Yes.
I want to know your updates as well of what the elves get up to.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to record a little voice note every morning and let us know what, you know, give us the insight as to what the elves have been up to the night before.
That's right.
We've had an incident in our house many times with Nutella and a toilet bowl.
Oh, no.
And Christmas elves.
Oh, dear.
Hanging upside down. Yeah. Always a classic.
Always, yeah.
So we're bringing you the Santa calls. Santa and Buddy the Elf every morning. The contract is signed exclusively on Red FM, boys and girls, every morning. And we're doing it with Best Menswear, our friends in Best Menswear, celebrating 20 years in Mahon Point. Are they 20 years there?
Imagine.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
As a trusted name in menswear, if you're in Mahon Point this Christmas shopping, Best Menswear for the best men in your life.
That's it.
So let's go again. Let's give it a lash. It is Christmas. Here we go.
You to the North Pole. Please hold.
Hello, Santa.
Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
And how are all the boys and girls in Inchigila School?
Grand.
I believe you do GAA as well.
Yeah.
Do you play for Cork?
Yeah.
You're on the Cork team?
Yeah.
You must be very good. Can I have your autograph?
Yeah.
Can I get a selfie with you? I'd love that.
Yeah.
All right, kid.
Hi.
How are you? Bye.
Good.
I'm so happy to talk to you. I'm such a huge fan of you. I hear you play for Cork.
Yeah.
Do you have a little dog?
Yeah.
Is it Nell?
Yeah.
And what kind of dog is Nell?
A cockapoo.
Did you say you need a poo?
A cockapoo.
I need a poo too, but what kind of dog have you got? Okay, go to the toilet quick. You need to do a poo.
A cockapoo.
Go to the toilet quick. Is it a cockapoo?
Yeah.
Is that not a bird?
No.
That's a cockatoo. You have the tickles, don't you, today?
No.
You're very funny. Is your little sister there?
Hello.
Hello, Annie.
Hi.
This is Buddy the Elf calling from Red FM. How are you today?
Good.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Annie, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay, Annie?
Yeah.
This is Buddy, and I'm calling from the North Pole, Annie. What do you want for Christmas? Will I bring you a new Barbie?
Yeah.
Leave me out something nice, like 6 cans of Murphy's, Annie. Annie. I love your name. Have you ever seen the movie, Annie?
Yeah.
Is that you that's in the movie?
Yeah.
It is you! Oh, my God. Your brother plays for Cork and you are Annie from the movie. The sun will come out.
Tomorrow.
I hope so. You want a Barbie?
Yeah.
And who wants the scooter?
Yeah.
And who wants the Nintendo?
Daniel.
Okay, I better put you back onto Santa here. Santa, come here!
So Daniel and Annie and Jack and Lily, we have some great news. You're all on the good list!
Yay!
Nice one, kid!
All right, kid.
All right, Annie!
Yeah.
Happy Christmas, everybody!
Tell them when they're in Inchigila to stop at Eamon's and Creedon's for a pint.
Stop in Inchigila.
Did you say stop in Inchigila for a pint?
Yeah.
You're speaking my language, girl. I'll see you there Friday night.
Ask for Eamon.
Ask for Eamon.
I'll ask for Eamon. Will Eamon give me a free pint of Ribena?
Yeah.
I love you, Annie.
I love you.
Bye, Daniel.
Bye, Bully.
Bye, Daniel. Goodbye, Annie. Happy Christmas.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye now.
Christina Aguilera and getting dirty. You dirty looking Egypt. What's that from? The Panto? It is. It's Panto time, everybody. Every man is rocking Little Red Riding Hood and the Everyman Cinderella in the Opera House. And they're all on till January, so get out and support those. They put a huge, huge amount of work into it. Do you know what we need here? And we need someone to sort this out. It probably won't happen this year, but next year. We need a New Year's Eve party in Cork.
Oh, wow.
Akin to what they have in Dublin. They have a massive program of music up in Dublin for New Year's Eve. They have music trails all over the place. And then Cabin Crew and the List of Inverna crew are doing the Countdown concert. Cian de Crow is the headline act.
Loads of great music.
Like, they're all Cork. They should be down here.
This is my point.
They're all Cork.
All Cork acts.
Yeah.
So rock in Dublin for New Year's.
Yeah, we need to get that.
Yeah, we do. It's the New Year's Eve party up in Dublin. New Year's Festival, 30th of December, 2024. Keane DeCroix will be performing. Do you buy tickets for that or do they hand them out? I don't know either. Let me see. Oh, there are tickets on sale now.
It's a great idea, though, don't you?
Yeah. It's just something different and gets everyone together for a big outdoor concert.
It. And I think if you've got kids or you've got families and you're not necessarily going out anywhere, you could probably bring them along to that and it'd be a good buzz.
Yeah, get them out early. We used to do that fake countdown thing with the kids.
Did you?
When they were really small and they wanted to stay up till midnight. So we'd go into YouTube and put on last year's countdown at about 8:30, 9:00.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And they do the whole countdown, pop their little balloons, their little streamers. And then, okay, everyone, it's adult time. Okay. Goodbye.
And what time would you do that at?
8:30, 9:00.
That's so funny, Casey.
We just did, it's countdown. Come on, guys. We've got to do the countdown. All right, that's it. Lads, it's really late now. Let's go to bed. Again, parenting tip 202 this morning for you.
Red FM Breakfast
with KC. Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
We got 10 days until Christmas Jumper Day officially across the world. There is an actual Christmas Jumper Day, you know.
Oh, is there?
It's the 12th of December. Have you got a Christmas jumper?
I've got a couple of Christmas jumpers.
Oh, you've got the reindeer cardigan.
They're ponies. They're horses.
So anyway, bring that in on the 12th. 12 days till the Strictly Come Dancing final is on. That's happening on the 14th. 23 sleeps till Christmas, everybody.
Oh my God, lads.
And there's 49 days before the Don is back. Donald Trump will become the US president again on the 20th of January, 2025. Let's see what happens this time.
That'll be an interesting one.
Today's Cyber Monday. Which means there's lots of deals in kind of tech around the world and whatnot. But again, the advice I gave you Friday and the advice I give you all the time, if you're shopping online, they always say, don't use your debit card. Don't use the debit card linked to your bank account. If you have a credit card, use that. Because if you get scammed and they take money out of the credit card, it's not your money.
I actually never heard that before.
It's not your money, so don't worry about it. The company, if you get ripped off from a credit card, the credit card company will chase it down and get it back.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, so you're better off shopping with a credit card if you're doing any online shopping.
Did you get any bargains in the old Black Friday?
Nah, didn't buy a single thing.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I did.
What did you get?
I'm not telling you.
Why?
Because my husband could be listening.
Oh, right, okay. Enjoy the new set of golf clubs, Owen.
Not.
Enjoy the new set of handcuffs, Owen. It's Nelly Furtado's birthday today. What age is Nelly Furtado?
Oh, she's gorgeous. I'm going to guess that she's about 45.
46, close but no cigar. You celebrate with Britney Spears, who's 43 today, and Charlie Puth is 33. And on this day, this is mad, on this day in 1952.
Yeah.
A TV station in Denver in the USA broadcast the very first human birth. It was the first time a human was born on TV.
Wow.
And most of America tuned in to watch it.
Wow.
It had never happened before. It was one of the most hyped television events in the history of the world.
Oh, God.
And they were like, yeah, we're going to... They brought the cameras in and the whole thing happened live on TV.
Were they down the business end and all the rest of it? They were?
I'd say they probably... Yeah. I don't know, 1952, they were probably about 45 yards away from everything.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
A stone's throw away.
Yeah.
I think the baby has been born. Congratulations. Hip, hip, hooray.
On this day in 2002 as well, Liam Gallagher was arrested in Munich, charged with kung fu kicking a police officer. Remember that? Yeah. Liam lost his two front teeth in the brawl.
That's right.
That happened on this day, 2002. Yeah. Which is kind of funny because Noel Gallagher is in the paper this morning.
Yeah.
Saying his Irish mother couldn't give an S about the reunion.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. She said, she's your typical Irish mammy.
Yeah.
When I rang her and told her we're getting back together, yeah, she went, oh, that's nice. Take off your shoes, they're dirty.
It's true.
It's exactly how she responded. Exactly how she responded.
I love it.
Elton John has gone blind.
Has he?
He's came out on stage and confirmed that his eyesight is gone.
Aww.
After addressing guests at London's Dominion Theatre on Sunday evening, yesterday evening, he was at The Devil Wears Prada, the musical,
yeah,
and he came out on stage with husband David, who had to obviously... take him up on stage and down back again. But he said, as some of you may know, I've had issues with my sight over the years, but now I've lost my sight.
Okay.
I haven't been able to see any of the performance, but I've loved hearing the music. So he's 77 now, but he's always worn those kind of Bono glasses. Maybe he's had.
I'd say his eyesight has always probably been fairly bad.
Yeah. But, that's pretty sad news for him. But he's telling the whole world he's fine. He's doing okay, but the old eyesight has taken a wobble.
Wake up at Cork's Big Money Breakfast Show. We've got €151,000 to be won on the cash machine tomorrow morning. It's the return of Buddy the Elf and Santa on the Christmas calls. And you could grab a €400 voucher from Michelle the Jewelers. Waking up the rebels tomorrow morning from 6 a.m.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Join in and experience must-watch sport, films and the latest entertainment on Now.
Weekdays from 6 a.m.
Red FM.
Cork's Good Times.